Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Rich Vera has a word. We're listening to these prophetic words to encourage you and to inspire you. And those who agree with the prophet, right, get the prophet's reward. So agree with the words that God's loosened. There's just so many positive words. God's doing a new thing.
Yeah, it's
and
so
it's
good.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Well, listen, you want to hear from Rich Vera as he talks about how discernment is coming upon God's church.
And the Lord said that this year there is coming a release of the gift of discernment upon the people. Now, there's a difference between discerning and judging. God has not called us to judge. He's called us to discern. Discern why? Not so we can tell who is wrong, but discern so that we will not miss the things that God is doing in our midst. And I believe that there's going to be an infiltration of false spiritual activity, false doctrine, false movements that are going to try to cripple the movement of the Holy Spirit, but God is going to give you eyes to see so that the gates of your cities, the gates of your families can be protected. God is going to give you the supernatural ability to discern when God is in the midst, in spite of the thing sounds like God or not, and you'll be able to walk into what God has for you. Also, discernment will help you to do this, to step into the plans of God with no hesitation. There's too many people that are using prayer as an excuse, but it's actually fear being disguised as religion of prayer. And in the name of prayer, they're holding on when God wants them to step in faith. And God is going to cause us to see it so that we jump in, and the prayers that we want to pray are going to be answered because of the step of faith that discerning is going to give us in this season.
There's a whole new thing in the atmosphere that God's released, that you have the ability to tap into what's going on. It's amazing. I was just talking to Pat, for example, on the phone, and we didn't even finish the sentence. Mm. Not that we normally have to, but we're planning something. Something's coming up for this gathering that we're having, and we never even finished the sentence, but we know exactly what we're talking about. I'm at this point now where people already know what they're going to say before they say it. I already know those words. It's like a fresh, mm-hmm. I mean, it happened before, but not that consistently. And that's so important because, you know, people will need to know that what God is doing, so you can almost stop people in the middle of their sentence and say, this is what's going on in your life, instead of having them say it and they say, that's what I actually heard, because then they're seeing God's involved in what's going on. It's not that it's all, you know, weird. It's just like, you know, God wants, and what happens too, if you do that, quite often God will begin to give you more than just that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be giving you a problem, sharing a problem with you, and you know what the problem is now, but you begin to confirm that problem and watch and see if God begins to use you to give them a solution.
Absolutely.
To that problem, because problems are difficult without answers, right? I don't want to hear any more. Don't bring me any more problems if you're going to bring me any answers.
That's right. You have to bring answers, problems with the answers.
Right.
But that's the whole thing.
Answers with the problems.
Sounds good.
Right,
but
right.
God wants us to live in that place where we're dependent upon Him. And so we need to have that discernment, whether this is of God, this is of the enemy.
Oh, yes.
You know, this is a different thing that's going on here. But we're not going to know that if we have judgmental spirit
it's not
in our heart.
It's not being judgmental.
Discernment, but the church has got that twisted a lot. Yeah. They think discernment is judgment. Discerning is to be able to distinguish of spirits.
Right.
Is this of the Spirit of God or is this of the enemy? And once we know it's of the Spirit of God, we don't have to question it, hesitate, doubt. Just press into what God is saying.
And I just want a little bit more on this too, that when you begin to discern things, you're actually experiencing what you're discerning. So sometimes people can think you were doing totally fine, and then you sat by this person, or you spent time with this person, and now you're feeling depression. You're feeling, I talked to, you know, a particular a friend of mine who works as a beautician doing hair, and, you know, particular clients would get in her chair, and then all of a sudden she was discerning what was going on. But instead of realizing that that's what was going on, she felt like she was taking it on.
Mm.
And so understand, don't take it on. Realize that God's letting you know what's going on. So do this. So if you start feeling that when you're with them, ask the question, have you been going through depression? You know, I remember sitting by a particular young man once. I sat beside him, and all of a sudden I just felt like, I'm like, what's going on, right? And the Lord revealed to me stuff he was struggling with, things that was going on in his life, you know. And what you do is just say, listen, are you all right? This is some of the things that, you know, some of the things you may have talked privately about, and you don't have to say everything you're discerning, But the people just want to know that God knows and God cares and that God will forgive them and that they can bring them out of that, you know? And it's just, it's a beautiful thing being able to discern. But you guys, you could use it for judgment like you're talking about.
Absolutely.
You don't want to do that because you will actually be judged in the way that you judge others.
Absolutely.
It's about empathy, you know, knowing, you know, the whole judgment in itself is about bringing things in the right order, not about hurting people or bringing things there. We're just going to go to a break.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like all gifts, gifts are for a purpose, and they're for the purposes of God, not for the purposes of man.
Right.
So when God gives a gift that allows it to flow in your life, is to accomplish what God wants to do in that moment.
And that's important, as we think about Kent Christmas, where he said the prophetic word, we're going to get this to you on VFNKB.com, if we can get it to you on the air. But the reason why God held back the gifts, because the few folks that he gave the gifts to, they began to make it all about the gifts, about them, about profiting off those gifts. And he had to hold them back because people did the wrong things with them. But he's about to lose them on a big scale. We have to realize what you're saying, what it's about. Listen, also take a moment to share with us your comments. We love hearing from you in our community. That just encourages us. Also, we can communicate back to you when you do that. Take your time to do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.